What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging. With 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture, this Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over a million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
"You with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold?
You see skins, go?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305?
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50?
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Not that I had anything to do with it being Friday, but it is my distinct honor, pleasure, thrill to announce for all and to share with you, it is Friday. Now, for many of us, we're heading into a long weekend. For some of us, you know, if you're a member of the tribe, this is the busy season. All your high holidays, we front load these things. So we got a bunch of stuff coming up. Next week is also my birthday, and in tradition, I take my birthday off. So I'm taking my birthday off. Now, I will be busy on that day, but I'm still taking it off from this place. So if in fact you would like to wish me a happy birthday, your opportunity will come on Tuesday, September the 8th. If you would like to wish me a happy birthday and also provide your apologies for being late, then Friday Eve, Thursday, September the 10th would be your opportunity to do that. There you have it. All right. So we got a lot of great stuff we're going to be dealing with this afternoon. Hanover County Sheriff Greg Six is going to be joining us. Hanover County has never been safer. And the numbers are just amazing. The crime stats, it's just absolutely incredible. And that is due in no small part to the leadership of Sheriff Greg Six. Hanover County has been blessed for a long time with real, honest, talented, dedicated, professional, visionary leaders who have served as sheriff. What you don't find in the top spot at the Hanover County Sheriff's Office are flunkies. Right? If your entire argument on why you want to be sheriff or why you deserve to be sheriff is, "Well, I've been here forever." Well, so has the desk. You know, that trash can in the corner has been sticking around a long time. That does not qualify you to be sheriff. And what we have seen through the years, and I'm blessed now to have seen Sheriff Cook, Sheriff Hines, and Sheriff Six, they're great guys. I mean, really, these are leaders, rock solid leaders. And that's what you need in any agency, especially a front-facing public safety agency like the Hanover County Sheriff's Office. You need a leader. I was here for the end of Sheriff Cook's time in office. I was here for every day of Sheriff Hines' time in office. Obviously, I'm here for every day of Sheriff Six's time in office. And when it came time for Heidi and the rest of us to really put down roots in a big way by purchasing a house, Hanover County was at the top of the list. And there were exactly two reasons why Hanover County, well, all right, three. But the tomatoes technically don't count. They would not actually have made the list, but if there were a list that went more than two places, Hanover tomatoes, number three with strong headwinds. But the one and two reasons, first and second place on the short list, public safety and public schools. And Hanover County just punches above its weight class in each of those areas and has for decades. And if that's making you think, wow, I'd like to move to Hanover, no, we don't have any more room. You come visit. You come to visit, you buy the tomatoes, and then get out. All right, no. Come to Hanover, buy the tomatoes, then go and see my friends Wayne and April. No. Come to Hanover, buy the tomatoes. Go and see my friends John and Wendy at Jake's Place. Get yourself lunch. I would strongly suggest the Jeff Cat sandwich. Or if you're on the other side of the county, you can go to the Hanover Country Store. Great people over there. They have a sandwich called the Six. Now, the Six is no cats, but it's pretty doggone good. Then, when you're done with all of that and you are ready for dessert and a coffee to sip on your way out of town, then you go and see my friends Wayne and April at Classic Coffee, Tea, and Books right there in the heart of the town of Ashland, right across from Town Hall. Okay? But really, at the end, you have to leave. All right. So we're going to talk with Sheriff Greg Six this afternoon at 3:35. I want to talk certainly about how safe Hanover County is, but I want to talk about his vision as he leads the Hanover County Sheriff's Office into the future. I'm blessed in many ways. One of the big ways is that I'm friendly with a big chunk of the men and women who serve in the Hanover County Sheriff's Office. And I am absolutely blessed to call so many of them dear friends. And every one of them, every one of them that I've chatted with has talked about how inspired they are by Sheriff Six, how taken they are with his dedication. And here's a weird thing, because I do press, what about downsides? Are there any negatives? You got any negatives? You got any downsides? A couple of the guys talked about Sheriff Six's NASCAR affinity. They like a different driver. All right, that's not exactly a make or break. Maybe a sports affiliation here or there. Again, not exactly a make or break. But a bunch of the folks said, Jeff, here's the big downside to Greg Six. I said, well, what is it? They said, he's always given credit to somebody else. He's always giving credit to somebody else. He literally goes out of his way not to call attention to himself, not to take credit for things. They said that's the downside. That's the one flaw, if you will, in Greg Six, is his humility. And his dedication to service is something that just stands head and shoulders above everything else. So there you have it. That's my perspective. That's my two cents. And at 3:35, Hanover County Sheriff Greg Six will join us, and we will chat about his vision for the agency, where he sees it going. And I'm going to invite him to brag a little bit, even if he doesn't take credit himself, but brag a little bit on the hard work of the Hanover County Sheriff's Office and the great accomplishments. These crime numbers are just absolutely off the chart great. Some of that, I should also point out, is a result of our Commonwealth's attorney. Mackenzie Babichenko is someone you don't want to mess around with. And I mean that in a nice way. Right? I mean, Mackenzie, you're sweet woman, brilliant, beautiful, wonderful family, great lady. I mean, you want to talk with her, hang out, joke, absolutely. But I'm telling you right now, you commit a crime in Hanover County, you don't want to see Mackenzie Babichenko or a member of her team sitting at that prosecutor's table, because it's not going to end well for you. Because she prosecutes, and she comes from a long history of Hanover County Commonwealth's attorneys who actually get the job done. Tripp Chalkley was here for years and years and years. And she has carried on that tradition. So anyway, giving you a heads up, Sheriff Greg Six at 3:35. 4:35, my brother from another mother, Stan Drewski, is going to be here. You know, we talk a little bit about cars on Fridays, have a little fun. Tomorrow morning, Saturday, the best weekend radio show anywhere, In the Garage with Stan Drewski airs. And luckily, we found a guy named Stan Drewski to host that show. So, you know, it all kind of worked out. And what is today, Jeremy? It is September the 4th, 2026. We're all going to want to write this down. I'm writing it down as we speak. This is the day, the first time in recorded history, that the mayor of the city of Richmond, the mayor of the city of Richmond and your humble host have agreed on something. Ain't that a blip? We're both on the same side of the flock camera issue. That may inspire one of us to reevaluate our position. I get it. But yeah, I thought that was interesting. I'm a straight shooter, as you know. I'm honest about things, which sometimes doesn't go well for some people who expect you to, not be quite as honest. But I will give credit where credit is due. And I think his observations on those cameras are absolutely spot on. So good for him. Congratulations. Oh, and let me do one other thing. A hat tip to him for actually showing up at a Richmond Police Department event. Now, in all fairness, he probably heard that there was free food, because, you know, he's kind of a schnorrer. He shows up for free food. But I don't know if there was free food or not, but apparently he thought there was free food, and he was there. So you got to give him credit for that. Congratulations to the newly minted sergeants and lieutenants in the Richmond Police Department. Rick Edwards, the chief there, has done stellar work. Let me tell you something. He really, really has. Coming out of that 2020 situation, right? The summer of love, where our city was burning, and we had all sorts of nonsense, and we had, I don't know, chiefs of police in the city in a day and a half or something, it seemed like. Rick Edwards came in, rolled up his sleeves, got down to work rebuilding RPD as best he could. Now, it's still not at full staffing levels, which is terrible. Richmond police officers are still woefully underpaid. But they've got a leader there in Rick Edwards. I mean, a real, honest-to-goodness leader. So we'll see which way it goes. But congratulations to those new sergeants, those new lieutenants in the city of Richmond. Great work, ladies and gentlemen. And I wish you long, happy, healthy careers. Coming up at 5:20 this afternoon, I am going to give you the chance to win a pair of tickets for Pablo Cruz. They're coming to the historic Beacon Theater in Hopewell on September the 11th. Oh, I almost forgot. I cannot believe that I almost forgot this. It's Friday. No, that part I said. But because it is Friday, I am wearing red. R-E-D. Remember Everyone Deployed, started by a couple of Marine moms a few years back. Just an opportunity for you, for me, for anybody, for everybody to wear something red just as a visible reminder that we have got really good people serving far, far from home, and they're serving there on behalf of us. So I'm wearing a couple of red things, just so you know. I've got a red Salem Witches t-shirt on, which is red, bright red, so everybody can see that. But I wanted to do sort of double duty, so thanks to my pal Emily Morrissey. And Emily, by the way, who, you know, is normally making those beautiful bracelets at emilysbracelets.com, emilysbracelets.com in Midlothian. She's working remotely today. She's got a couple of days where she's hanging out with some family And nonetheless, she's still working hard. I got a photo of her making beautiful bracelets today. So I'm wearing a red Emily's bracelet just to be on the safe side. And because I got good friends. I got a Peppa Pig hat a number of years ago. Not everybody can get a Peppa Pig hat. And on Fridays, I put on my Peppa Pig hat because, well, nothing says Friday like a little dose of Peppa Pig. It is 316 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 321 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Yeah, believe me, I'm grooving and moving and dancing as best as I can. It was never a pretty sight to begin with. And then, you mess up your back 6 ways to Sunday. It is really not a pretty sight. Yeah. All right. Taking a look at the James River Air text line quickly, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Yeah. All right. Let's see what... I can't read that one. I can read this one, though. It's the one right above it. It says, "Hey, Jeff, I took your advice. I went over to see your buddy TJ at Tom Leonard's. Wow, what an awesome store. Gave a shout-out to the popcorn lady. Got a fat bag. LOL, she's really nice. Good soul. Anyhow, I am smoking a shoulder. I am waiting for the fun to begin. Stay cool." All right. Excellent. Excellent. I'm going to pick some stuff up myself, I think. I was chatting with TJ yesterday after the show. About a couple of things. Yeah, some good stuff over there. I'm glad that you got over there. This would be the time, really, tomorrow and Sunday, I would say, get on over there. And you got time still to prepare stuff. In fact, I would even say today or tomorrow if you're going to do the smoking, because depending on what you're smoking, yeah, it's going to take a while. Let's see. Jeff, I just saw this job listed for Richmond Public Schools. Blah, 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 $170,000 a year, director, facility services, Richmond Public Schools. Well, I mean, at least they're starting with a clean slate. We have seen there hasn't been any facility maintenance inside the Richmond Public Schools, it would appear, for years, at least, as long as, what's his name, the superintendent, or the wannabe superintendent, has been, you know, wannabeing superintendenting. Maybe when the previous people were there was some maintenance done. I don't know. This guy doesn't seem to have any interest in that. We've seen that with the school catching on fire and the mold in the schools. Although I do have a question for the superintendent. Where's all the COVID cash, dude? You guys got millions. I think it was hundreds of millions of dollars in COVID cash. How come you didn't use any of that to take care of, you know, schools? Any of the physical plant involved with, you know, schools? All that COVID cash just seems to have vanished. Somebody should see what the superintendent is driving these days. Maybe it's a really fancy schmancy car. I mean, not that he would do anything wrong, but I'm just saying. Maybe they bought him a nice new car to drive. In which case, you got to wonder again, where's the COVID cash? Good afternoon, Jeff. This comes from Ann and RVA. Happy early birthday wishes to you. Blessed holiday time with your family next week as well. Thank you very much. All right, coming up just a couple of moments from now, Hanover County Sheriff Greg Six will talk about how safe the county is, what his vision is for the Hanover County Sheriff's Office moving forward. It is 326. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage 1, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging. With 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture, this Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We Got You with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We Got You with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And We've Got You with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WE-SHARE. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We Share Health. We got you.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold.
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305.
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Friday. It's a lovely Friday as far as I'm concerned. I know it's kind of toasty, and be on guard. We could see some pop-up thunderstorms and what have you, certainly through the afternoon, the evening, the overnight, maybe even through the weekend. But the weekend itself is looking to be about 15 degrees cooler, so about 80 degrees for most of the weekend, right into Labor Day. Good, solid weather. I brag on Hanover County all the time. You know that. And I love Hanover County. I love every single thing about this county. There are just some wonderful people here. Our public schools are without compare. Our public safety presence is absolutely, I believe, the finest anywhere in Central Virginia. And I just love my county. As I said, public safety here is a big issue. I've been here for Sheriff Cook, Sheriff Hines, and now Sheriff Six, and I have seen the Hanover County Sheriff's Office moving upwards all the time. It's amazing to me, an agency which, by comparison, is relatively moderate in size, but continually punching above its pay grade and its weight class, just doing great, great work. And Sheriff Greg Six is the man who is leading that agency. I'm happy to say that the sheriff is joining us. Sheriff, thank you for being here.
Good afternoon, Jeff. How are you?
I am doing well, and I am thrilled to hear your voice as someone who is very happy to be one of your constituents.
I greatly appreciate that. We enjoy having you live here in Hanover as well.
Well, that is very kind. I want to talk about what is happening today at the Hanover County Sheriff's Office and what you, Greg Six, as the sheriff of Hanover County, envision in the future. We've talked a lot, everybody's talked a lot about this amazing legacy, this lineage that comes from Sheriff Cook through Sheriff Hines into Sheriff Six. But this is Sheriff Six's Hanover County Sheriff's Office. Where are we today, and what do you envision for the future, sir?
Well, today, let's see, just this past, or, well, we're in September now. Back in August, we held our annual National Night Out event on August 1st. And August 4th, we had a little bit of weather come through, but communities were still out gathering, and we were out being visible with those folks. So that was a good time.
Yep.
Our Criminal Justice Academy was just reaccredited, and that will be a presentation that will be done shortly at one of our Board of Supervisors meetings. We have our annual SHIELD conference coming up on September 16th for local businesses to talk about cybersecurity and some additional cyber threats that we try to partner with our community on, just giving them some information.
Mm-hmm.
We have our Faith in Blue weekend coming up on October 11th, where we'll be out visiting churches, and then we have our prayer breakfast on October 12th. But most importantly with our upcoming events is we will be kicking off our 37th year of our Fall Citizens Police Academy on September 15th.
Wow.
That runs for 10 weeks, and we are not quite full. We have about 21, 22 people, I think, signed up, so which is a good number, but we can always look to add some more.
Wow.
So if you're interested, you can go to HanoverSheriff.com and click on some of the community involvement links, and we can get you an application and get you in. But that's what we have coming up.
Okay. You know,
specifically for the future with the sheriff's office, I really have three priorities: strategic enforcement, protecting our vulnerable communities, and increasing our partnerships and in community involvement.
Okay.
Stuart Cook, the sheriff that hired me back in 1998, used to have a saying, and he would say, 95% of these people in the county are good people. They just want to live in their homes, feel safe. They require very little assistance from law enforcement. It's the 5% that are out here victimizing our citizens that you have to worry about. And we are constantly looking strategically to focus our enforcement efforts on that 5%. Vulnerable communities, you know, I think our youth and our seniors are our two most vulnerable communities. We're doing things to expand educational programs for our youth with our digital defense program. Currently working with the schools to develop a curriculum that we will be able to get into the schools and get that presentation in front of them while they are in school. So, kudos to Dr. Pennycuff and her staff, the superintendent of Hanover County Schools, for partnering with us on that endeavor. We have announced our expansion of our Youth Citizens Police Academy in the summer of 2027. Currently, our Youth Citizens Police Academy is for high school-aged kids, and we are going to increase that or expand that to our middle school children. So we're incredibly looking forward to that next summer. And then partnerships and community involvement. We're trying to put educational things out on our social media, to post when we're out in the community doing things. We're trying to increase our visibility in the community. We've had some town halls recently where we've gone out, listened to citizens, and we have some initiatives that are going to be introduced in the next few weeks and months based off some of those conversations that we've had. Our SHIELD program remains strong, which is an umbrella that encompasses our Neighborhood Watch, our Business Watch, and our Worship Watch programs.
Mm-hmm.
We continue to expand and enhance our partnerships with our state and federal partners. It's just, you know, I say this all the time. It is really a good time to be a part of the Hanover County Sheriff's Office. We are doing a lot of great things, and we have a lot of great things to come.
There's no doubt about that. Sheriff Greg Six is joining us. Greg Six is the sheriff of Hanover County. You mentioned the SHIELD program, and this is something that really has elevated the Hanover County Sheriff's Office on an international basis. I am continually blown away by the leadership that the Hanover County Sheriff's Office has shown, and obviously Major, I'm going to let you pay tribute to that certain major who I think has taken the lead on this throughout the years, to elevate Hanover County to the status it has had, leading an international effort, dealing with all of these threats, and then bringing it home to involve all of the disparate parts of Hanover County. I mean, this is huge.
Yes, and, you know, I want to give proper credit to that program. That was an initiative that Sheriff Hines introduced along with then, I think, Sergeant or Lieutenant Terry Sullivan, who is now Major Terry Sullivan, and he is happy.
Yep.
But we had a contact that was very friendly towards our organization, get us in contact with some folks at NYPD. And, you know, without going into a lot of details about their operational things that they do, we were able to get linked up with them, and we discussed how we could increase our intelligence sharing both locally, regionally, throughout the Commonwealth, throughout the nation, and it has literally expanded to the world.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to fast forward a lot, but, Terry Sullivan was the first president of the Global SHIELD Network, which is a international organization that connects law enforcement agencies together to share crime tips, to share intelligence. And you know, you think about, you know, we're a department of 272 people in a county of about 117,000 people.
Yep.
We're, you know, we have a suburban service area, but for years we were kind of known as a bedroom community. And now we are literally on the forefront of terrorism and intelligence gathering and sharing for the world. And that was a vision that Sheriff Hines had that I am happy to continue and, again, try to enhance.
Yes.
Terry Sullivan leads that program. He has been all over the world. He was actually invited to London this past summer to give a presentation at a conference there. You would be amazed at the partnerships that we have with Seattle, NYPD, London. Sometimes Terry's up late at night or in the middle of the night on a Teams call with people over in Singapore. Wow. You know, it just, we're everywhere in a global world and a global economy. You know, now we are focusing on global intelligence sharing for law enforcement, which is just incredible.
And it is such a testament to the Hanover County Sheriff's Office that Terry Sullivan, who, of course, has risen through the ranks at the Sheriff's Office and risen through the ranks within the SHIELD effort, winds up as the president, the first ever president of this global SHIELD network, and, of course, serves all of us here in Hanover County as a major with the Sheriff's Office, as a pastor. I mean, just an amazing guy. Let's bring it even closer to home, if you don't mind. I do want to remind everybody, Sheriff Greg Six is the sheriff of Hanover County. We're talking about things that are happening inside the Hanover County Sheriff's Office today under his leadership and what he envisions as we move forward. You mentioned schools. You mentioned expanding the Youth Citizens Police Academy, which is wonderful. Do we have SROs in all of our schools? What's the involvement there? How are we getting younger kids to understand that the Hanover County Sheriff's Office is there to help them and be a resource?
You know, we're doing a lot of great things in the schools. And one of the things that I think the average person wouldn't understand is while we do have school resource officers in the schools, several years ago, the county, when we initiated this program, our deputies were actually called school resource officers. That was their position classification. Okay. And that required a lot of things statutorily as well as with funding that has really been crippling to some extent, because there was some school resource officer programs that have been canceled over the last few years. Okay. And, you know, and again, I can't take credit for it. I was in finance at the time, but Sheriff Hines had a vision of having a deputy, quote, deputy in every school. And when we spoke with the county, we talked with them about the funding and the requirements associated with classifying those officers as school resource officers. We actually changed them and got rid of that designation. So now we have deputies in every school. So if you hear, you know, some talk about funding is cut for school resource officers, we don't have that problem here in Hanover. We have a deputy in every school. We don't have school resource officer classifications, but you would know the difference. It's just a deputy in every school. That was an initiative that Sheriff Hines started back in 2019 with our Board of Supervisors. And we worked through a multi-year process, and now we have a deputy in every school. So that was a commitment that I gave when I first took over. I renewed it when school went back just 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
That we would have a deputy in every school. And, you know, we're not there to enforce the law proactively. We're there to be positive role model for those young kids, to be a safety net, mm-hmm. so to speak, for yep. the kids, the families when they visit the school, and most importantly, the staff of the school, because they're the ones that are teaching our next generation. And we want everybody that comes to the school to feel safe, secure, and that they know the officer working the school.
That's right.
You know, I get asked a lot. They say, what should I call you, sheriff, colonel, which one? And I say, my first name is Greg. And our school resource officers are the same way. You know, when my daughter goes to school in the morning, my 10-year-old, she gets out, she's like, Officer Humphreys, and she's high-fiving him, and yep. Officer Williams, she's high-fiving her. And that's what I envision about our officers being in the schools. to be positive role models, to give them good guidance in where they're going in life, and to have safe environment for them to learn and flourish in the schools.
Sheriff Greg Six is joining us. Greg Six is the sheriff of Hanover County. That is one of the beautiful things, and it translates into the high schools as well. A lot of people, I think, in some other counties, Sheriff, would be a little shocked if they were to walk into, say, your alma mater or my kid's alma mater, Patrick Henry, where, you know, you're in high school, you're going to feel this way or do this or that. They're still high-fiving the deputy. They know the deputy. The deputy knows them, and it is a positive relationship. And I don't want to sound too Pollyanna, but as the dad of two Patrick Henry graduates and seeing those deputies on a regular basis, it's downright inspiring. I mean, it just makes you feel good to see that level of friendship and support and exchange. And again, it's a testament to the sheriff's office, I think.
Absolutely. We are, you know, our motto is we are a part of, not apart from the community.
Yeah.
And that applies to the schools as well. You know, we're there in the mornings when the kids got dropped off. The majority of the time we're there until they get picked up.
Yep.
You know, we have great relationships with our school administration, our school board, but most importantly, the boots on the ground, our principals, our assistant principals, our senior teachers, yep, our teachers in the schools, that they feel like that they can have a conversation with us, you know, that we're not there just to enforce the law. We're there to be friends. We're there to build friendly relationships, personal relationships. And, you know, everybody wants to feel good about coming to work.
That's
so
right.
The more that we can do to increase the relationships and enhance the relationships with our school partners, that's what we're there to do.
I'm going to remind everybody, because you mentioned at the very top, Sheriff, that there's still actually a couple of spots that could be filled in the 37th Citizens Police Academy for the Hanover County Sheriff's Office. Now, if somebody is interested, you go to hanoversheriff.com, and you're going to see right there, because I'm looking right at it, it says how to get involved, and that's exactly where you're going to click. Again, hanoversheriff.com. Click the button that says how to get involved. There's information there on the upcoming Citizens Police Academy, room for a couple more folks. If you are interested in that, you could learn more about the SHIELD program there, this amazing effort that continues with Major Terry Sullivan taking point on that. And as I take a look at the one last issue here, I've been telling everybody how safe Hanover County is. You were kind enough a couple of weeks back to come on and sort of share those numbers. I'm not asking you to do all the number analysis here, because I don't know if you have your spreadsheet, but just remind everybody, it the last time Hanover County was this safe, Patrick Henry was actually living inside of Scotchtown, wasn't he?
Yeah, not quite that far back. This past year, this past calendar year for 2025, we had our lowest recorded crime rate since 1975, which is the first we have tangible data to be able to compare our current crime to. And as of June 30, we're still compiling August stats, but as of June 30, we were just under a 10% reduction in not our crime rate, but incidents,
okay,
criminal incidents.
Gotcha.
So, you know, there's a lot of formulaic things that go into how you compute the crime rate, but when you talk incidents, that's a real tangible number.
Gotcha.
And our incidents were down a little bit less than 10%. And then, of course, how we measure how we investigate crime is our crime clearance rate. And the national clearance rate for all crime is somewhere in the 30% to 40% range. Because of the outstanding efforts of the men and women of the Hanover County Sheriff's Office and their efforts, our clearance rate remains between 60 and 70%, which is almost unheard of in today's crime and in today's law enforcement.
Wow.
We take every offense seriously. We leave no stone unturned. I'm out of the office today, but I was exchanging a text message about a recent incident just a little while ago, and you know, they've already stumbled upon the offender for that particular incident. And it just, I could not be happier with the results of the men and women of the sheriff's office. I think by far they are the best around. It's the start of every conversation. I try to recognize them, but it is due to the efforts of the men and women of the sheriff's office. They are the ones that are out here, boots on the ground, beating the bushes to not only deter crime, but to solve crime after it happens.
Well, I know you won't take any credit for anything, so I will let everybody know that Greg Six is the sheriff of Hanover County, and the Hanover County Sheriff's Office is an amazing agency in no small part due to his leadership, and most of us are praying that that leadership continues with great guidance, that the agency continues safe and sound. Sheriff Six, number one, I appreciate you being here. Number two, want to get you back in the not-too-distant future. Anytime you're available, let's talk about the great job that you and your team are doing.
Absolutely. I'll come back anytime you'll have me.
Thank you, sir. That is Greg Six. He is the sheriff of Hanover County. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 405, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Friday. That is exactly correct. Coming up at 5:20 this afternoon, going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets for Pablo Cruz. They're going to be down at the Beacon Theater, September the 11th. You're not going to believe the prizes I got for you next week. No, I am not even going to hint at them, except to say they're incredible, tremendous, marvelous, wonderful. They're pretty good. And but that's going to be next week, just FYI. So we'll deal with that then. Hey, Stan Drewski is going to be here at 4:35, just confirmed with him. My brother from another mother. Yeah, so that's good stuff. Joe in Hanover says, Jeff, your podcasts on Odyssey have less background noise now. Okay, excellent. Glad to hear it. Self high fives to you. Yes, absolutely, Joanne. I would absolutely take credit for that, but I have nothing to do with any of that, which is actually better for everyone. I just come in and gaze at the Museum of Broadcast History, at the amazing pieces of equipment that are still around these many years after they were personally crafted by Mr. Marconi. But there you go. So, Germ, thank you very much for doing whatever it is that you did. 804, Scott the Independent says, you say you are honest. Not when you say, I am not independent. I am independent. Okay. Well, I mean, it sounds a little bit like Pinocchio. I am a real boy. Okay, whatever. Scott, if it makes you feel better to call yourself an independent, then by all means, you call yourself an independent. I mean, we are living in a day and age where boys can be girls and girls can be boys and dogs can be cattle, you know. So, yeah, knock yourself out, man. You want to be an independent? Be an independent. I don't care. Is there any way? Oh, can't read that one. No. The answer would be no, and I can't read that. Thank you. No, I'm not reading there. I will read most things, but not all things. The James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. I'm only slightly distracted because Laura Sylvester of the Pie Safe Bacon Company is texting me talking about delivering my birthday cake. So, I got a weird question, but I am going to ask it because, well, it's the Jeff Katz Show. You see, when they name the show with your name, it's your show. That's one of the key things that I've always insisted on through 34 plus years of radio mediocrity. It's got to be my show. Do you buy yourself a present? And if so, what have you purchased yourself? I know I've mentioned this before, and Jeremy and I have had this conversation. I love investing in myself. I really do. So throughout the years, as a gift to myself, I have often purchased myself a class of some sort, right? I would like to think that I am a lifelong learner. I'd like to think that there's always something else that I can learn. In fact, I don't like to think that. I know there's a boatload of stuff that I need to know more about. Piece of advice to you, if you find that you are always the smartest person in the room, you need a new room. And if you are the person in the room always trying to tell other people how smart you are, you're not the smartest person in the room. You're just trying to justify your presence in the room. But I don't know that I've got any necessarily educational pursuits coming up. Oh, that's not true. I guess I have a couple that are coming up. But what else? I was thinking of something like palpable, tangible, something I could have like in my hands. Over the years, I've gifted myself Tecovas boots. Glenn Beck, for years, told me about Tecovas boots. And he was talking about them all the time. Every time I chatted with him, he was like, Tecovas, man, Tecovas. And finally, I had broken down and said to Heidi, I said, Glenn keeps telling me about how great these Tecovas boots are. She said, yeah. I said, well, I think I need a pair. She said, you do know that Glenn has a ranch. So I know. I was talking to him while I was at one. And in fact, sweetie, he has more than one ranch. I didn't say it like that because I would have got hit by something. Probably not my Tecovas couldn't have him yet. But yeah, I said, yeah, I know he has a ranch. She says, yeah, your buddy Glenn has a ranch. You don't even mow the lawn. So what do you need cowboy boots for? That, of course, is one of the biggest arguments that always erupts anywhere. I never said I needed them. Never once has need entered the conversation. I need oxygen. I need water. I need my peach birthday cake on September the 9th from Laura Sylvester and the Pie Safe Baking Company. But other than that, I don't need much. I never said I needed the boots. I said I wanted the boots. There's a world of difference. Long story short, I bought the boots. And it's one of the reasons I'm going to be over in Short Pump this weekend, because there's an actual physical Tecovas store opening in Short Pump. And I don't know if I'm going to be the first in line, but I will be one of the first in line. But I don't need any more boots. I know, I mean, I would like more boots, but I don't think that I have to get more boots. Heidi had a birthday back in June. I bought her a new-to-her car. I am in no need of a new-to-me car, so I'm not going to do that. But I am trying to figure out, what's the best thing you ever got for yourself? If, in fact, you buy yourself a birthday gift, and it doesn't have to be every year, but every once in a while you buy yourself a birthday gift, what have you gotten yourself? Do me a favor, just hit me up over there on the James River Air text line. I would be quite interested, fascinated to see what the responses are. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Your birthday comes up. Listen, your family loves you. Your friends like you. But they're not going to get you anything that you really want. They're not going to get you anything that you're really going to enjoy. And after they give it to you, you have to pretend that you like whatever they gave you. And you're thinking to yourself, I would just like to put it back in the box and get my money back, but I can't ask them to do that. So, I guess I'll just keep smiling and waving and pretending to be happy. But do me a favor and just send me a note. The James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Berkeley in Mechanicsville says, hey, Jeff, the talk you had with Sheriff Greg Six was awesome. I'll bet the so-called independent candidate could not have done that with that much professionalism. Well, the so-called independent, of course, is Ricky R. Dandridge. And Ricky R. Dandridge has been invited to appear on this program, and Ricky R. Dandridge has refused to appear on this program. Now, there's a lot of talk about his use of a chat GPT, and maybe that's the reason that he wouldn't want to appear on the show. I would not be anything less than professional and friendly. I promise you that. But a lot of folks have pointed out that he doesn't really talk to people unless they already agree with him or they're already supporting him. So, I don't know. I just don't.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
Fall is a vibe. So, what's yours? Do you go wild? Or get a little nostalgic? Do you like to cozy up indoors? Or kick it outdoors? Whatever you fall for, get shoes that get you. We've got the trends. You bring the vibes. DSW, let us surprise you.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
Keep cool out there, folks. It's going to be a hot one.
We the people love summer baseball. The food is over the top. The cheers come from the chest. We came with friends, but we met new ones. We have seats, but we're standing. They say it's anyone's game. But from what we can see, it's everyone's. Baseball for the people.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I don't know. But he's more than welcome to come on the show, and Jeremy continually reaches out. In fact, I must tell you, in the interest of pulling the curtain back just a little bit here at Wizard of Oz Enterprises, I always look for people who disagree with me. I don't have any problem at all chatting with somebody who disagrees with me. Believe me when I tell you that. But I'm not going to sugarcoat things. And, you know, a lot of times you find these political candidates who are just terrified of chatting with anybody that might not agree with them. I don't know if Mr. Dandridge falls in that category or not, but we will continue inviting him. The invitation is open. And just for the record, he can choose the day and the time. Anytime. Jeremy is under strict orders, and you're going to have to take my word on this unless you know Jeremy. You can ask him or you run into him, because Jeremy is a real boy. You can ask him. He is under strict orders that if, in fact, Mr. Dandridge ever says, "Hey, you know what, I really do want to come on the air," we will cancel and move whatever we need to cancel or move to do it. Taking a look at the James River Air text line, folks are starting to weigh in here. Some good gifts here, and I'll let you continue to send me those. If, in fact, you've ever purchased a gift for yourself for your birthday, I am curious to know what it was. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. That is the number for the James River Air text line. It is 415, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Thank you so much to the Hanover County Republican Women's Club. They were so kind. They had a marvelous event last night. And, you know, I'm married to a Hanover County Republican woman. It's true. And I had the chance to pop over there to the Montpelier Art Center. Our babysitter kind of bailed on us last night, which, you know, happens. But when your babysitter is actually your child, your son, you know. But anyway, thanks so much. It was great seeing everybody over there. It's such a great crew at the Hanover County Republican Women's. But wonderful people like Congressman Rob Whitman and Governor Jim Gilmore was there. It was just great to chat a little bit, catch up. Spent some time. Ramona Christian was there. Ryan Hudson, Jeff Stoneman, Greg Six was there. I'm going to miss people, and then I'm going to feel like a jerk. But there were a whole bunch of great people. Oh, Mackenzie Babichenko was there. Riley Shia was there. Just some great people. And so thanks to those fine folks for inviting me. Let me see. Joe in Harpers Ferry, West Virginia says, Jeff, for my birthday, I got myself tickets to Talladega. It was a great race. Mark from Williamsburg, Jeff, 2 years ago, I bought myself a Smith & Wesson 686. Oh, that's a great. I used to have one of those. I sold it many years ago. But, man, I had one of those in stainless. That was the first 357, as memory serves, built on the L frame instead of a beefed up K frame, or was it a K frame instead of, I don't know, but it was like the first actual one built that way as opposed to just a beefed up 38. That's pretty cool. And from RVA says, Jeff, I usually buy myself a good book or a new book that I've always wanted, and that peach cake from Laura Sylvester at the Pie Safe Baking Company sounds great. Please post a picture. I sure will. Someone else says, Jeff, I bought myself a brand new expensive mattress 6 years ago, as well as an inflatable stand-up paddle board. That's cool. That is cool. 426, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday, my friends. Oh, man, is it Friday. Most of us have a long weekend in store for us. Some of us are already dealing with some of these thunderstorms that apparently just about all of us are going to have to manage over the next few hours. So just a heads up on that. I do love people with misplaced loyalty. I really do. I'm looking at somebody who sent a note on the James River Air text line. I'm still voting for the other guy. The other guy's name is misspelled. And I'm thinking, so what? 50 years ago, you had gym class with him. And that's what you're at. Okay. Hey, listen, what is chapter 1, verse 1 in the book of Jamal? Anybody? You do you. So you voting for the other guy whose name you cannot even spell, that apparently you had gym class with 50 years ago. I say from the bottom of my heart, you do you. I'm good. Thank you very much. All right. Still curious to know, if you ever purchased yourself a birthday gift, what'd you get yourself? Because my birthday is coming up. And tomorrow, not that this comes as a shock to you, but I am going to be visiting New American Arms, 6017 West Broad Street in the West End. I was chatting with Tony Martin. He has, are you ready for this? He has a Desert Eagle in stock, which might have a new home soon. Getting all misty-eyed. Aw, little baby Desert Eagle, 50 caliber. I think that says happy birthday, Jeff, like very few things could say happy birthday, Jeff. You know that I absolutely love my brother from another mother, Stan Andruski, who is, years ago was demoted. I mean, I hate to tell you this publicly, but he was demoted from friend to family, which means, you know, when he comes over here, get your own half and half, man. You know where the fridge is. Don't wait for me to pour it for you. But Stan, in addition to being the best guy at fixing cars, he is the car whisperer. You find him during the week, Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico, or Arts Automotive Service, 1214 Athens Avenue in the Yellow Tavern section of Henrico. And Saturday mornings at 8 a.m., he is hosting In the Garage with Stan Andruski. But Fridays, God bless him, he makes some time for us. Stan, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Jeff Katz. Jeff Katz, how are you doing on this Labor Day weekend? People get to actually have some time off and rest before fall comes.
Yeah.
What a great country we live in. How are you doing today?
Listen, man, I'm great. You know me. I'm a warm weather person. So the fact that it's 100 degrees on the ground and feels like, 369 degrees further up, I'm cool with that. Other people...
Yeah, yeah. What, Go ahead, sorry, yep.
No, I was going to say, their mileage might vary. I think we got some people that could burst right into flames at this heat, but, you know, I'll take it.
I don't hate the fall. I just like warm weather. So yeah. Spring is probably my favorite. Summer can be, as long as it's not like days today. And then fall, hopefully it's not, you know, just 30 degrees in 2 weeks and then winter comes. I do like to have a fall season, but it's exciting times. You know, you start getting, the weather gets a little cooler. You get the wood burning. You start, there's different smells in the air. There's Turkey Day coming. So super excited. But a lot of you are traveling for the last weekend, not in Virginia because we spoiled it for our kids and we make them back before Labor Day, which, whatever. I have my own opinion on it. But for whatever the reason, summer ended a few weeks ago for them. But if you happen to be traveling in Virginia, there are just some things you want to make sure you keep track of. Always tires, right? I walk in and out of parking lots all the time, and if I see a tire low, I literally will put a post-it note on the window and tell somebody your tire's low. Or you have steel coming out, whatever. Hope I don't get in trouble for that, but I just want people to know. You know, I look at tires all the time. So tire pressure before you leave, you should have all your fluids that you can check.
Right.
A lot of them don't have dipsticks anymore, which you know that I'm fighting to get those back as we speak. Making sure you're checking all your fluid levels. Making sure your battery isn't like already showing signs. If you've had some times where your battery has slowly cranked, in the last month, don't take a chance. You know, get a new battery if you need it before you go on the road. Some of these things, you just don't want to take a chance once you get going. Don't think, man, I'm just going to take a chance. The chances are you're not going to make it, so don't do that.
That's AC.
You know, you want to make sure your AC is definitely working right now with the heat index being what it is. You'll absolutely cook if you're stuck in traffic without AC. It's actually unhealthy. Mm-hmm. Make sure you have a gallon of water per person that is riding with you, minimum. Find a way to have some water. Even just regular distilled water, which, I don't know, can you drink distilled water? I don't know.
Yeah.
Regular gallons of water.
Yeah, you absolutely can.
That expensive.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
Yeah. So, and things like, we always talk about some canned goods, some you know, granola bars. I don't care if you bring a can of spinach, have something with some kind of food in it, some beef stew, something if you can open it, and a can opener.
Yeah.
But make sure you're ready for the trip. Just the biggest problem that we run into is people forget their chargers, they don't have jumper cables or a jumper box, and they're caught out there in the middle of the highway, and we just don't want that happening with the heat being what it is.
Yeah.
And then please, with all of that being said, I know this sounds like pretty elementary, but please put the phone down. Do your checking, navigating before you get on the road. If you have to stop or you have to start doing something, pull over on an exit and do it then. Don't text and drive. You would think it was getting better. The deaths have not gone down on texting and driving. Just don't do it, guys. Live another day.
Yep.
Get off the exit. And then anything on the breakdown lane with any kind of flashers on, it is Virginia state law to move over, especially in emergency vehicles. Anybody with just their amber light, their emergency lights on, you need to move over. You have to give them a lane if you can. So move over. That's the law. We've had so many tow truck drivers and troopers and police officers and people in the breakdown lane get killed because people did not pay attention or were distracted on the phone. So please don't do that. Remember, it's the law. Move over in Virginia. And then above all, have fun this weekend. It's our last big deal before the fall and wintertime comes and we're stuck in the house looking at no green in the trees, and it can be depressing. So have fun.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I would say, listen, I'm going to channel my inner Parney. I'm going to tell you to have fun, go nuts. And there's all sorts of great things that we can do, we should do. Hey, when you were a kid, you and I have chatted about this many times, especially on In the Garage with Stan Andruski, a great, great show, Saturday mornings, 8 a.m. right here on News Radio WRVA. So many times we've chatted about the trips we used to do with, our dad was always the driver, it seemed, right? It was always dad that was driving, and my dad was always trying to make time. That was his thing. we lived in a day and age, you had to roll down the window, throw a dime or a nickel into the bucket on the turnpike, and it was like, I don't know, Stan, what is it? Like every 12 feet, I think you had to stop and throw another coin in there. And so the boys in the back, we were always getting this terrible wind because he didn't even want to slow down for the flipping bucket. You know, I got to make time. And of course, that meant no stopping for anything. So I'm just going to say in a delicate way, Stan, bottles were repurposed.
Yeah. Oh, the pickle jar started off as the toll jar on the way to Boston or the way back.
That's right.
Then they turned into a pee jar halfway through. And yeah, we didn't really stop for rest areas, per se. And you couldn't stop in New York back then because it was that bad. And I don't know that we're that bad now, but it looks like crime's going up pretty bad. So maybe back to the old days pretty soon. May have to cut a hole in the floorboard like my grandfather did in the heater hose and the funnel. And the rest is history. But yes.
Well, now, wait a minute. Don't drive right past. Did he patent that at least? Is this why the Andreescu family is now independently wealthy? Because that is a brilliant flipping idea right there.
We're independently wealthy just because of our Lord and Savior. There's nothing to do with any kind of wealth other than that, man. That's the blessing that we have every day, and we can live with joy and happiness no matter what comes our way. But I'll tell you, that was something he should have patented. He'd go down the road, and he'd be – I was driving – I think I was 12. And I was driving the old 69 Nova wagon, and we'd drive down the Chevy 2, and he'd just sit there, and he'd be smoking his Pall Mall. And none of these things we recommend at all. I'm not a doctor, lawyer. I don't even know why you're listening to me. This is my disclaimer. Do not do this. But he would just laugh and as he was peeing, and people behind us putting their windshield wipers on, and he's just laughing, and it was probably horrible. But there wasn't a lot of AC back then. Who knows? He thought it was the funniest thing in the world. to do that. So, hey, there weren't that many rest areas. That's our excuse.
That is your excuse. And I think it was the undue influence from the Pall Malls. I'm going to give you another out on that one, man. That's that is some good stuff. Well, listen, always great advice. And for folks who are going to get out on the road, they do need to take a listen to what you are saying. They do need to be prepped for this. Have a fantastic weekend. Stan, as always, I appreciate you being here, brother.
Thank you, Jeff. Love you, Central Virginia. Remember, we're better together. See you soon.
All right. That is Stan Andreescu. Tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., make sure you are listening to News Radio WRVA. You can listen to In the Garage with Stan Andreescu. Stan is an A-plus level tech. He is the car whisperer. Seriously, he really, really, really is. There's nobody better, absolutely nobody better than Stan. You'll find him during the week, Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico, or Arts Automotive Service, 1214 Athens Avenue in the Yellow Tavern section of Henrico. But Saturday mornings at 8 a.m., you will find him in the garage right here on News Radio WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. I'm going to tell you something. Somebody done flipped the light switch here in Hanover County. It is dark, and I am hearing the rumbles of thunder like you would not believe. I just have to assume, which I know is dangerous, but I'm going to presume that the skies will be opening anytime now, and copious amounts of precipitation will be, you know, precipitating. So let me know if you're seeing it where you are. Again, we have what's listed here. I just want to be very clear. Did it say 99%? Yeah, 99% chance of thunder boomers. That's pretty close to, you know, it's going to happen. So if you're seeing it where you are, just shoot me a note real fast. James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. You can hit me up over there. Love to see what's going on where you are. Coming up at 520, I have a chance for you to win the final pair of tickets to go and see Pablo Cruz. They're coming to the historic Beacon Theater on September the 11th. We're going to do that at 5:20-ish. And are you traveling for Labor Day? What are your Labor Day plans? Stan was talking about last chance for some folks to hit the road for a long weekend. Do me a favor. Let me know. James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Are you going to travel on Labor Day or for Labor Day? 833-804-1140. It is 456. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. So this is what I'm calling. I'm calling it something. I'm also calling it Friday because that's what it is. And we do have a lot of stuff, including a pair of tickets for Pablo Cruz that will be giving you the chance to win in a couple of moments. Pablo Cruz playing September the 11th, rather, down at the historic Beacon Theater. Hanover County Sheriff Greg Sick a little bit earlier and had some great insights into the Hanover County Sheriff's Office, the great, great work that he is doing, leading that agency, the great work being done by the deputy sheriffs at the Hanover County Sheriff's Office. And I want everybody to be able to hear that. So we are going to repurpose it. That's the word of the day, isn't it? Repurpose. And you'll be able to hear that at 5:35. Some great stuff over there. Oh, okay. All right. I'm getting a full update now, full report from our IT director, who also happens to be this really cute girl that hangs out at the house. No, stop it. She's my wife. It's Heidi. She says, Jeff, the Wi-Fi was down for a bit when the power went out. However, Wi-Fi is back up and running. The electric is on. Excellent. All right, so we were on generator for a little bit. The power is back. So hopefully, wherever you are, you're just fine. If you're fine enough, send me a note on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Jan in Ashland says, Jeff, the town of Ashland right now is getting pelted with rain, thunder, and lightning like crazy. Yes, we need the rain, but please hold the light show, LOL. I love the light show, Jan. I really do. 2 weeks ago, down in Florida, I was standing at the window watching the lightning in the evening. And it sounds a little weird, I suppose, but it was... All right, this is really going to sound weird, but I got to tell you. It was very humbling. I get these feelings, I don't know if you do as well, but when you have a sense of your real place in the world, you go to the beach. Now, I love the beach. I love the ocean. But you look at that ocean. I don't care which ocean it is. You look at the ocean. You realize who you are. You realize what the ocean is. You realize how, truthfully, insignificant you are. I work in a business where there are such out-of-control egos. You would not believe the narcissistic, egomaniac jackasses that I have had to work with throughout the years. Right? I mean, it is a business that lends itself to that. Talk to people who work in television. Talk to people who work in the movie industry. I mean, really, it's just amazing the sense of self-importance that so many people get in certain professions. And what I have personally found throughout the years is that the level of ego is in inverse proportion to the level of talent. Right? The less talented somebody is, the bigger their ego is. So the bigger your talent is, the lower your ego is. Why? You don't have to worry about stuff, right? You're not looking to knock somebody out of place. You're not worried about somebody taking your spot or something. I mean, it is what it is. But all of that being said, watching the lightning, same exact feeling. Lightning that's stretching for miles, and there are people throughout northern Florida that are looking at the same lightning being impacted in the same way. And knowing to my core, I have no control over that. So I know, Jan, you're not liking the light show. I'm liking the light show. I am enjoying. And as long as the lightning does not strike Casa Katz, I will continue to like it. I promise you. If it is coming to Casa Katz, we've got a problem. Now, there's a great concert that's happening a little bit later today over at Innsbruck After Hours. Blackberry Smoke, the leader of that, Charlie Starr, was with us earlier this week. So they're playing this evening. And I am, my fingers are crossed that all of this clears up so that everything is able to go on, because it should be a great, great show. If you're headed over to Innsbruck After Hours, After Hours Innsbruck is the website, but it is Innsbruck After Hours, as you know. But that should still be going on. I haven't gotten anything yet. I can, you know what, maybe I'll shoot a quick text over to Matt Krieger, make sure that it is still on, put everybody's mind at ease. You'll be able to still head over and enjoy that. Tomorrow morning, I will remind you, In the Garage with Stan Andruski. Great, great show. The best weekend radio show anywhere. If you've got car questions... Can you hear the? Can you hear that in the background? The thunder. Oh, I'm just going to be quiet for a second and let it roll through. But if you've got car questions, Stan has the car answers. That's tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. 804 says, Jeff, of course RPD and the Richmond City government will keep those flock cameras. The RPD numbers never recovered from the Summer of Love in 2020. Well, the second part of that is correct. Yep, you're right. The numbers haven't. Recovered. They're trying. Let me tell you something. Rick Edwards, the chief of police in the city of Richmond, is doing a hell of a job. He really is. But RPD is still understaffed. There's no doubt about that. Will it ever get back to the numbers that were in place prior to that rather misnamed Summer of Love 2020? I don't know. I don't know. I mean, a whole slew of people left. There were people in suburban departments that said, yeah, I don't want to be part of this. Because you do have to remember that there were great folks who came, Chesterfield in particular. Chesterfield's emergency teams were there, right there on the lines with the RPD. And there were folks from other agencies as well, but I know Chesterfield was really heavily involved in supporting. And a lot of those guys said, yeah, I don't know. I just don't know. Blah, 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 blah. All right. Yeah, okay. So a couple of minutes from now, I'm going to give you a chance to win the pair of tickets for Pablo Cruz. They are coming September the 11th to the beautiful historic Beacon Theater down in Hopewell, 535 Hanover County Sheriff Greg Six. It is 515, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 520-ish, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. So that's the good news. I know we're dealing with thunderstorms, a lot of us. It's already starting to die off a little bit here in Hanover. And the official forecast has taken it from a 100% chance of thunderstorms to 60%. And it's trending downward. So just FYI. I did mention the official time, 520-ish. That means I got a pair of tickets to give to you for Pablo Cruz. If you would like to go see Pablo Cruz, they're coming to the historic Beacon Theater in Hopewell. That's going to be on September the 11th. We will take caller number 9-833-804-1140. Caller number 9-833-804-1140. Caller number 9, you will get yourself a pair of tickets to go see Pablo Cruz at the historic Beacon Theater in Hopewell. 904. All right, so somebody who is at least at some point connected some way, somehow, to Northern Florida, Jacksonville area, 904. Good afternoon, Jeff. Still sunny and pleasant here in Disputana. And just like your feelings are there in Hanover, we like people to come and visit us in Disputana, but please don't plan to stay here. Disputana, Prince George County, is full. We do not want to become a Chesterfield or Henrico or Richmond City. So again, please come and visit, but make your stay short. And then go back home. I think there are a lot of people that are doing their best in a lot of areas to not become the next. And then you can insert the name of the community. You've seen how certain communities have changed over the years. Population increases. Types of housing change. Employment opportunities change. Educational standards change. And the next thing you know, you're saying to yourself, man, I got to go. I don't want to be like that. That particular listener listed Chesterfield, Henrico, and the city of Richmond. And it's sad. I mean, even in the time that I've been here, 14 years, I've seen Henrico County change in many ways. I've seen Chesterfield County grow and just get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. On the one hand, people say, well, but look, we're bringing more people and more people. There's more jobs. There's new tax revenue. There's a lot of things, a lot of growth, which is nice. Except then, of course, remember, you have to support all of that. The more housing you bring in, we just want more people to live here. Well, that's fine. But people don't just move in and live in some sort of a vacuum. They need services from law enforcement. They need services from fire EMS. They have children going to schools. And the tax burden does not necessarily equal out. That's why a lot of communities have looked at data centers. And I can't speak to your county. I know in Hanover County, we have such a limited amount of economic development space that you've got to be very, very, very smart about how you allow development in Hanover County. And while people say, hey, it would be great, we'll have more people build more houses. Okay, please remember what goes along with that. Which is why when you take a look at some things that don't demand law enforcement, fire, EMS, or demand that you build schools, I'm just saying. All right. Speaking of Hanover County, the sheriff of Hanover County, Greg Six, who I should just point out is doing a great job as the sheriff of Hanover County. Sheriff Greg Six with us a little bit earlier. We've turned this around because I want everybody to hear about the accomplishments and the vision for this agency. We will listen to our chat with Hanover County Sheriff Greg Six at 5:35. It is 5:26. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. Plenty of sunshine. It should be a good couple of days. So get out there, do something fun. Yesterday, of course, my longtime pal TJ Leonard was here from Tom Leonard's. They've got all sorts of great stuff over there. If you are thinking about putting something on the smoker, you may want to hit up TJ and Andy and the crew over there at Tom Leonard's tomorrow, I would suggest. So you've got the full weekend, really, to work on it. If you're going to wait, you're thinking, well, I don't know if I'm going to do the smoking this weekend, Jeff. I think I'm just going to throw something on the grill. Okay. You could head over there Sunday and pick something up, and you'd be good for Monday. That's for sure. Lots of briskets and pork butts flying out of Tom Leonard's, TJ was saying. So that's great. I mean, again, indication, a lot of people going to be doing a lot of smoking, and you just can't go wrong when you're over there. I'm planning to swing by. TJ and I were just chatting last night. Oh, could you drop by? I haven't seen you. Yep, absolutely. Happy to do it. Also, note here from Carl Leonard's team at the Chesterfield County Sheriff's Office, their booth at the Chesterfield County Fair up and running. They got some great stuff that is happening today as well as tomorrow. Tomorrow at the Chesterfield County Fair for the Chesterfield Sheriff, they have the big teddy bear giveaway. So if that is something that you have been waiting for, the time has arrived. It's just that simple. You'll enjoy getting down there as they wrap up the Chesterfield County Fair. Did not head to the county fair, but have heard some great reports, and it's always nice to hear that. Not quite sure what your travel plans are. We were chatting a little bit about it, especially given that Stan Andruski was here, the host of In the Garage with Stan Andruski, which airs tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Best weekend radio show anywhere. You'll want to check that out. But again, if you are doing any traveling for Labor Day, please, 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 please make sure the tires are okay. Take a look at the fluids. Make sure you got some stuff in the car, the gallon of water, the snacky bits, the whole Megilla. Some folks, as you were listening to my conversation with Hanover County Sheriff Greg Six, you're thinking about the election. There is an election. You know, there's always an election. This is one of the pieces of misinformation, one of the lies being told that Hanover County hasn't had an election for sheriff in years, and that's just not true. Every 4 years, the sheriff is elected. And, of course, Greg Six is running for election. So the early voting up here in Hanover County gets underway in 14 days, September the 18th. You'll be able to go and vote for Hanover County Sheriff Greg Six, or you can wait till November for the official voting day. The choice is yours. And there you have it. All right, listen, a couple of things. It is Friday, so I wish you a Shabbat Shalom. If you are Hebraically challenged, that simply means have yourself a great weekend. I urge you to be careful with the weather. Have a phenomenal weekend. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again on Tuesday starting at 3. We will end today as we have since October the 7th, 2023, by playing Hatikva. That is the Hebrew word for the hope. It is also Israel's national anthem.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold?
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305?
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 470?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50?
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, what if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.